His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and don't die unless you are in the state of Al-Islam. Dear Muslims, today we are about to witness the departure of the month of Ramadan, the month of the Quran, the month which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes to be a training program for us so we may achieve the taqwa of Allah. We hear about to see Ramadan leaving us. How do you feel about it? Are you pleased that Ramadan is leaving you? Now you can be relaxing, sleep immediately after Isha or sleep until Fajr. Do you feel now you can get back to your bad habits which you used to do it before Ramadan? What do you feel about the departure of Ramadan? Your guest is about to leave. Do you really feel sad about it or do you feel happy for it? Do you feel with the departure of Ramadan that you, like an orphan, like a widow, like a lonely, how do you feel? It is a moment while we're saying goodbye to Ramadan, which Allah knows best if we're going to see it again or not. And if Ramadan, when Ramadan comes again, if you're going to see us or not, how do you feel about your guest is leaving and you don't know when you're going to meet again? My dear respected brothers and sisters, a believer and a true believer, he has this sadness in his heart that the month of taqwa, the month of Quran, the month of khairat and goodness is about to leave. And you feel lonely. You feel as if you're going to be dropping from the sky. And now you don't know in what mount you're going to land. Soon Those shayateen whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a chain is going to be loose. You're going to be left almost to your own self to fight and to struggle. There's no more qiyam or taraweeh to some people, and maybe to some Muslims, means closing the Quran and put it back on the shelf. Ramadan was a storage compartment for me and you. Was like a bank for me and you. Was a saving for me and you. Some of us have deposited many good deeds, and some of us had mixed good and bad together, and some had deposited nothing but bad deeds. What you going to do? Ramadan is less than a week and will be finished. Brothers and sisters, when we sit here today in the last Jum'ah of Ramadan, which is some people call it Al-Jum'ah Al-Yatima, which has no authority in the Sunnah with this name, they call it the Orphan Jum'ah. This is the only Jum'ah. This is the last Jum'ah. Let this Jum'ah be a reminder for us that our guests about to leave, about to depart. We may try to spend more time with our guests. He's still here among ourselves. It's less than a week. It's no more Jum'ah in Ramadan. This is the last Jum'ah for Ramadan. Are you going to try to make up for what you lost? Are you going to try to bash your shortcomings that happened in Ramadan? Do you think you can hasten to the mosque? Do you think that you can open the Quran? Do you think you can hasten towards the goodness and the righteousness deed? Do you think you can make up for your shortage that it happened during Ramadan? We still have the opportunity, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Let's learn a lesson. And let's be a people of mind and heart, open for the remembrance of Allah. And not to look to the departure of Ramadan to be a relief. It's not a relief. The departure of Ramadan brings sadness and happiness. Bring happiness to those who took advantage of Ramadan. And the night of Ramadan is the Qiyam and the Tilawatul Quran and the remembrance of Allah. And will bring sadness to the sinners and the disobedience, and will bring sadness to the believer and those who did good. So let's try to make up. And let's try to upgrade our condition and strengthen our faith in whatever nights and days that left in Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, remember that we still have the opportunity which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah with it, Laylatul Qadr. And we still have few nights that possibility could be Laylatul Qadr. Not to get engaged in shopping and running here and there. It should be a time that we take vacation from our worldly business. It should be a time for i'tikaf and seclusion. We should try to take off from our works if we can, and if you could not, look, the blessing of Allah, tomorrow is Saturday, and after tomorrow is Sunday, and this what they call it here, a weekend. Are you going to try to take break from the dunya? Are you going to try to get closer to Allah? And this is the generosity of Allah, which is telling us, من تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا ومن تقرب إلي ذراعا تقربت منه باعا ومن أتاني يمشي أتيته هرولة. My dear respected brothers and sisters in the Islam, Allah doesn't need your fasting. Allah doesn't need your qiyam. Allah doesn't need your zakah. But look, the generosity and the mercy of Allah is saying to us, whosoever come closer to me, i.e. with good deed, I will get closer to him more than what he gets closer to me. If you come 1 foot, Allah will come 1 mile. If you come to Allah walking, Allah will come to you running. Subhanallah, where else he can find God other than Allah? Where else you can find anybody else more kind and generous than Allah? So get closer to Allah, increase your good deed, and search for the Laylatul Qadr in this night that is coming, and try to be more indulgent in your ibadah. Visit the mosque more, spend more time, take seclusion and i'tikaf. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as his wives and many sahaba used to do. Ramadan is about to leave. Our mosques are still empty during the night, and especially between Isha and Fajr. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If Ramadan is about to leave, we still have ibadah. The ending of Ramadan does not mean the ending of worshiping Allah. Does not mean to stop obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But even with the ending of Ramadan, still there is obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it for us. And one of these obligations that comes in the end of Ramadan, zakah. And I'm not talking about the wealth, I'm talking about zakat al-fitr. As Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, عن عبد الله ibn Umar radiallahu anhu قال, فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر من رمضان صاع من تمر أو صاع من شعير على العبد والحر والذكر والأنثى والصغير والكبير من المسلمين. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had made the زكاة of fitr obligatory. It's far from beets, wheat, raisin, barley, upon every member of the Muslim Ummah, regardless if he's old or young, male or female, free of a slave or a slave. It is the obligation. With the ending of Ramadan, does not mean the ending of the ibadah. The ibadah still continuing. And when Abdullah ibn Umar says, Father Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make obligation, and the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still a must upon us. من يطيع الرسول فقد أطاع الله. Whosoever obeys the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed he has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of you ask every year, how much I supposed to give? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said sa', and the sa' is 4 mud, putting your 2 hands together and fill it 4 times out of rice or barley or raisin or wheat 4 times. With nowadays we say 2 kilo and 40 dirham. So this amount, you try to say to know for yourself. Don't go about what I'm saying, because my estimation can be wrong. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said sa'. So now you know that the sa' is about 2 kilo and 40 gram. Approximately, for those who live in America, we say about 5 pounds, approximately. So if you go and buy a bag of rice, 5 pounds, how much? Raisin, dates, whatever that you know that the people eat it. And this sadaqah has to be given, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, sa'un min tamr, sa'un min sha'ir. It is a food, not money. due to the fact that we did not have a storage area. And sometimes we did not have the people who received the zakah immediately. And we could not keep it in the mask, and after this, roaches and ants and all the things, we receive it from the people in money, but we return it back when the people are ready to receive it in food. We did not say the zakat al-fitra to be given in money. This is not the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When? By the night of Eid. Because this is the time that became obligatory upon you. And this is the time that you make your iftar, there is no more fasting, so the zakat starts the obligation with the night of the Eid. To whom? Upon the person who has enough to feed himself and his family for the night of the Eid and the day of the Eid. So if you have enough food to feed yourself and your wife and your children for the night of the Eid and the day of the Eid, anything beyond this, now you are one from the people who are supposed to give the zakah to the poor and the needy. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال فرض رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاة الفطر طهرة للصائم من اللهو والرفث وطعمة للمساكين فمن أداها قبل الصلاة أي صلاة العيد فهي زكاة مقبولة ومن أداها بعد الصلاة أي صلاة العيد فهي صدقة من الصدقات. Alhamdulillah, Allah made means and ways for us to fix our shortcoming that happened in our fasting. And the perfection is only belong to Allah. How many times that we said something that we are not supposed to say while we are fasting? How many times that we break our fast through our ears? How many times that we break our fast through our eyes? So this defects and this damages that heaven holds here and there in our fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made image and ways for you to fix your flat, to patch your wall, to perfect and improve your fasting. And Allah gave us this is the care. So we should be happy with this obligation. We should be grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a way for us to revert and to restore and to bring it back to correction, our fasting to be in a way that acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tuhratan lissa'im, purification for the fasting person min al-lahwi wal-rafat, from saying bad things and doing wrong things during the day of Ramadan. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means to sustain and feed the poor and the needy. So give your zakah and be grateful to Allah and thankful to Allah that He made the obligation of the zakah, and be generous and be kind and be benevolent and be good, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, if you be thankful and grateful, I will give you more. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. Again, my dear respected brothers and sisters, with the ending of the Ramadan is not the ending of ibadah. It's still more ibadah and more worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. This ibadah, to be a Muslim, to be Abdullah, is a mission. It will go until the day that you meet with Allah. You have to continue worshiping Allah in salah, in zakah, in fasting, in doing what Allah commands you. And one of the things that comes with the end of Ramadan, as Allah saying, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. To complete the iddah and the number of days of Ramadan, and to make the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that you may be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are about fulfill the obligation of Ramadan, and with the end of Ramadan comes the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. And the takbir starts from the night of the Eid, as soon as the sun sets, and you get to know that it's Eid tomorrow, you start to make that takbir. And the Sahaba, they used to make takbir in the houses, in the streets, in the mosque, everywhere, and it is the sunnah that the men to raise their voice with the takbir, and you continue making takbir for this night until you go to Salat al-Eid. So if the Imam starts the Salah, this is when you cut off your takbir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ, for He has guided you, and you be grateful. Also a form of ibadah, that we show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we go to the Hajj, we go in the best of our clothes, the best of our perfume, and show generosity towards others, and kindness towards others, because this is a form of being grateful to Allah. Because if Allah gives you, so Allah would like to see the impact and the result of His favor upon you. So wear your best clothes, bought your best perfume, and we're saying this for the men, because woman is haram to put perfume unless she do it inside her house for her husband. But a woman could not go out of her house in tabarrush or with having perfume, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying she would be equal to a person who is committing adultery. Indeed, the mission of an Islam is to feel for others and to care for others. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Afshu al-salam wa at'amu al-ta'am wa silu al-arham wa sallu bil-layl wa al-nasu niyam tadkhulu jannata rabbikum bisalam. So the Qiyam al-Layl is not ending by Ramadan. Qiyam al-Layl and the Taraweeh or Tahajjud is not ending by Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued making tahajjud every night, and he stood in tahajjud until even his feet cracked and swallowed up. Subhanallah. Why? Why? Why is this, O Prophet of Allah? وَقَدْ غَفَرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. فيقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me, shouldn't I be a grateful and thankful slave? If Allah give me, I show my gratitude through standing in prayer at night, crying and weeping, calling in Him. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, spread the greeting, feed the people, and connect the relationship of the family, the ties, and pray at night while people are sleeping, you will enter the Jannah of Allah in peace. Brothers and sisters, it's less than a week and Ramadan will be leaving. Ramadan is already packing its luggage. Ramadan is about to close its suitcase and about to depart. Let's spend more time with Ramadan. Allah knows best. Allah knows best who's going to be here next Ramadan. And when Ramadan comes, if we are still alive, in what condition we are, we ask Allah to give us al-afiyah and mu'afah, that if we're still alive until the other Ramadan comes, that we are in a good spirit and good health. But we don't know what's going to happen. So let's take advantage of Ramadan while still among us. Let's be more beautiful to Allah. Let's open the Quran and read more. Let's come more to the mosque. Let's make the tahajjud more. And let's try to have some itikaf at least one night to get to taste and to get to be walking in the shoes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to make 10 days of itikaf. Can you make at least one night to taste and to revive the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Ramadan, giving us the life while we're on Ramadan, and we thank Allah that give us today this opportunity to be a reminder for us about the departure of Ramadan, so we can do better than what we did in before in the other days, inshaAllah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. And I beg Allah's forgiveness for me and you and all the Muslims. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make Ramadan شاهدا لنا لا علينا. We ask Allah to make Ramadan witness for us in the day of judgment, not against us. Oh Allah, make Ramadan to be witness for us, not against us. Oh Allah, we ask you to make Ramadan witness for us, not against us. Allahumma ash'al Ramadan shahidan lana la alayna. Allahumma ash'al wa shahidan lana la alayna, ya Allah. Oh Allah, we ask your pardon. We ask your forgiveness in our shortcoming. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله.